people are just at this stage very disgusted by the whole situation. Now, at 4 o'clock this morning, they were woken from their sleep to be asked by the PSNI to leave their homes. It was a rainy night last night in Strabane, and they had to get up out of their beds, put on warm clothing, and try and find somewhere alternative at 4 o'clock in the morning to stay. Now, you'll appreciate that that didn't only disrupt those people who were evacuated, but also a large number of relatives. The security has finally finished then at 8 o'clock this morning, although there may be follow-up searches or whatever to be done. But the area was cleared again then by 8 o'clock this morning. Again, the disruption and the unhappiness of people having to be taken from their beds, some of them very elderly and some very young children, it's unnecessary. It's depressing at this stage.
And I suppose the message is quite clear on social media this morning how the people of Strabane feel about these two security alerts in the past 24 hours.
There's a lot of anger. I mean, Strabane has been trying really hard. The local council, I'm a local councillor here, the local council has been trying really hard. Local people have been trying really hard to make life better for people in Strabane, to make a good future for ourselves, to try to attract businesses, to try to attract investment, and to try to improve the local environment and the look at the place. And then we have this. And, you know, all the good news doesn't hit the headlines. It's only when we have an incident like this that Strabane, again, gets into the news headlines, and it creates a very poor image of Strabane. It makes it all the more difficult, 10 times more difficult, to attract an investor to Strabane.